A radio ministry evacuates headquarters over a toxic cloud in North Carolina. Dengue and other ills in India result from the monsoon footprint, while the ministry seeks to rebuild. And multiple natural disasters in the Philippines prompt Christian action. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Roughly 17,000 Americans fled their homes on the outskirts of Raleigh, North Carolina on Friday. A burning hazardous waste plant sent a chlorine cloud and other dangerous fumes throughout the region. Transworld Radio spokesman David McCreary says because of the environmental risks, their international headquarters in Cary, North Carolina evacuated.
The office was closed. Basically, the roads surrounding the office have been closed off, so there was no access to the office today at all. So none of the staff was able to even report.
Residual pollution remains a risk after the fires put out, but McCreary says the staff hopes to be able to get into their offices in the next day or so. As for their international listeners,
in terms of ministry, our worldwide network of broadcast is still going strong, so the word is getting out around the world. Some of our things like finance and our support roles are going to be delayed a little bit, but otherwise the ministry is still going on strong.
Meanwhile, the aftermath of India's monsoons are still being felt. Dengue fever and other waterborne illnesses are springing from the pools of water left by the storms. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their partners are still feeling the impact.
Our facilities in Bangalore are older, and one building in particular has been quite severely damaged by the monsoon rains. It wasn't a result of this year's rains. It's a result of every year's rains.
Dudenhofer says their team is looking at the feasibility of building a new ministry center in Bangalore to replace a building that's nearly a century old.
The ministry center right now is in the planning stage. We've received preliminary architect's drawings, and because it sits so low, that building's going to have to be torn down, and pretty much the rubble will be used to fill in this low area. And then, Lord willing, we hope it'll end up to be a five-story building with visitors' quarters and conference training rooms, as well as housing for our staff on location.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Two pastors in Australia are still awaiting the decision from the Court of Appeals. Under Victoria's religious hatred law, Daniel Scott and Danny Nalia were convicted of vilifying Muslims in a 2002 seminar about Islam. MNN had the opportunity to interview Pastor Daniel Scott at a recent U.S. conference. Regarding the vilification case against him, Scott says,
in Australia, I may be put in jail, but I'm happy to go to jail because it's not a new thing for Christians to be sent to jail. And for sake of Christ, if I'm put in jail for telling truth about what's in Quran and Hadith and how Muhammad used to live, that's something which I'm not ashamed of, and I will keep doing it.
For Scott, telling the truth about Islam and encouraging Christians to love Muslims is his main ministry. But he says more Christians need to answer the call.
Yeah, we have very few people who are working among Muslims, so we need to pray that God will raise more people who will have heart to reach out Muslim people and really love and care for them. That's very important.
Next, it's been a hard year for the Philippines. Multiple natural disasters have taxed the infrastructure to the breaking point. Operation Blessing relief teams are helping by bringing emergency aid, medicine, and clean water to those in need. Operation Blessing Philippines treated nearly 6,000 in 10 different medical clinics, gave free meals to over 1,600, and provided more than 2,900 residents with fresh water, all in an effort to be the hands and feet of Christ to those in need. And the power of a testimony is undeniable. 8CJB World Radio recognizes that, especially as they're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the broadcast Beyond the Call. It's a one-minute broadcast that tells real-life stories to show that when people do something small in obedience to God, He often does something astounding. For 10 years, 8CJB has seen God use Beyond the Call to challenge and inspire people to do something that matters for the kingdom of God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.